Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, what's up, Deanne? Permission to enter the mothership, brother.
Ever heard a sports talk show like this before? Didn't think so.
What's going on, Dirty Dirty?
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
DA, how you feeling, brother?
Man, I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
Happy Tuesday to you, boys and girls. One question only. How do you feel?
Well, I feel good, and I'm doing well.
That's all that really matters. And we come to you live for the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Coming up in approximately 18 minutes from now, your best audio, including Zion discussing, ironically, why he always signs autographs. And it has to do with being snubbed by a potential important teammate. I want to start with Draymond Green. Last night, as the Warriors take the Western Conference Finals in four, I am bothered. I'm an annoyed human being because the Portland Trail Blazers had massive leads in games two, games three, and games four and could not close any of them. A part of this is obviously the Warriors' greatness. Part of this is the inexperience of the Blazers at that level. But, man, when you lead by 17 or 18 points in three consecutive games, you should get at least one of them. This series should not be over. We should at least be going to a game number five. I did not think the Blazers were going to be able to win the series. I thought they'd be able to take a game or two. They didn't get any of them. And knowing that they had it there on the Myers-Leonard night of all nights, and they didn't take advantage of it at home twice with big leads and coughed them both up, that bothers me. Because I want to see the Warriors challenged. And within the game, they were challenged down 17 or 18. But within the series, they were not. But part of the reason that the Warriors were so good in those times of distress when they were down by so much in this series was the play of Draymond Green, who has clearly clicked into a different level now that Kevin Durant is not on the floor. Because it allows for Draymond to take advantage of the skill set that he brings to the table. For a big man with a very good passing touch, with very good speed bringing the ball up, with a cascading and careening to the basket without much care, he can fit into that tempo that the Warriors play with minus Kevin Durant. When KD is in there, it slows down much more, and they run far more plays for Durant to get his shot. Without KD, very obviously, everybody's touching the basketball and they're going at a breakneck speed. They just can't operate at that speed with KD. He's not built like that, but the rest of the guys are. And it becomes nearly unguardable when Draymond, as a forward, is bringing the ball up with the quickness of a guard, distributing to guys also driving to the basket, but then also kicking out to two of the greatest shooters the game has ever seen, in Klay and Steph. It's a devastating combination when Draymond is released like that. Release the Wolves. Draymond also has not been getting into trouble. No tees, no fights, no scraps, no scrapes, no arguing with officials, etc. And Draymond said the other day that part of that is recognizing the effect that it has had on his children, on his young son, who, after making baskets on his Nerf hoop, stomps around like a Draymond, mini Draymond, and he noticed the effect it was having on his son and wanted to clean up his act to be a better role model. Put me to sleep with another fairy tale. That ain't why Draymond Green is on his best behavior. If you think, and this is kind of pathetic when I'm listening and I'm watching national media say, oh yeah, Draymond just wants to be a better role model. Oh, suddenly Draymond Green in the middle of the playoffs wants to be a better role model. Like before Tuesday, He didn't care. But then on Tuesday decided, you know what? I just want to be a better role model for my kids, so I'm going to completely change my game here. No. No. What did the wisest of men say? Follow the money. The reason Draymond is on his best behavior is because he understands it affects whether he sticks around in Golden State or not. Or he gets the max deal. Or he's traded to a basketball outpost, never to be put on this stage and with this team and this offense to do what he does ever again. You got to understand how the puzzle is being manipulated within Golden State. And he knows. Is he obnoxious? Yes. Is he annoying? Yes. Is he brash? Yes. Is he dirty? Yes. Is he dumb? No. Draymond Green ain't dumb. He sees what's going on. And what's going on is Durant's going to leave this summer. That we all know. It's going to happen. And so the Warriors are now making decisions behind the scenes of what they do aside from that, in reaction to that. Do you give Klay Thompson a super max deal here? Do you try to trade Klay Thompson and bring in other pieces? Do you rebuild on the fly and take a step back by trading Klay? Or do you just keep the band back together and keep going all in? You've got a brand new arena opening up next year, downtown San Francisco, worth $1 billion. You need to fill up the place. Draymond comes up as a free agent a year from now. Draymond Green, who this season absolutely showed wear and tear on his game, and a type of game that began what we saw this year to erode, and people started saying, well, you know, Draymond's, his style doesn't necessarily age well, especially for his position. He's not that effective anymore. And if you're the Warriors, you don't have to sign Draymond Green. You can let him go or trade Draymond. Trade Draymond so that somebody else has his bird rights to sign him to a max deal. And so you get assets back in return. These are all options on the table, knowing that Kevin Durant is 99% out the door. Draymond being traded this summer is absolutely on the table. And Draymond doesn't want to be traded. Draymond wants to get his money there. And he realizes, hey, with KD leaving and us winning right now, Joe Lacob and the rest of this front office and ownership might just keep the old team back together, might just keep them together. The Warriors' other option is sign Klay to a big deal, sign Draymond to a big deal, you have Steph, and that's the core that you move forward, and who's to say they can't keep winning because look at what they're doing without KD. Draymond is on his best behavior because he wants the deal from Golden State. He doesn't want to be dealt to the Pelicans. He doesn't want to be dealt to the Lakers. He doesn't want to be dealt to the Timberwolves. He does not want to go to a team that's a loser. That, oh, by the way, unless you have the pieces and the style that the Warriors play, Draymond will never be this effective. He is playing alongside the two greatest marksmen in NBA history. Pretty important to what he does. And he's playing for a coach in a system that's push, push, push now that KD is out. Plays to his strengths. Yeah, go. Let's see Draymond in an ISO situation. Let's see him in a stand-around half-court offense. Let's see him where he doesn't have sharpshooters around him. Suddenly, Draymond Green's value is in the tank, and people don't want to. It's just not worth paying him. His greatest value is to the Warriors because of their style and their roster. He knows this. So either he realized this, his agent realized this, or somebody close realized this. But with Durant 1 foot out the door, Draymond Green has made it a priority to make himself as valuable as possible to the Warriors, to sell them on, let KD leave, and keep everybody together. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227, Twitter, DA on CBS. It is a Trash Tuesday. Let's take out the trashes here. James tweets, I'm trashing Mraz. Why are you crying about people celebrating your birthday, Sean? Oh, you weren't working? You don't go to work on your birthday? Are you sad you didn't get a cake? What are you, 10? Why don't you go cry about it? Hashtag free huge freeze.
Beep, beep. Sanitation just arrived.
Care to respond?
Yeah, I didn't get my cake yet, first of all. Second of all, no, because it was a sham. You found a way to hook Huge Freeze, who is banned, to get on the show, and you use my day, as the front for it. It's like somebody selling drugs and buying a car wash to funnel money through. That's exactly what you did with my birthday.
So we laundered money on your birthday to get Huge Freeze in.
Yeah, my birthday was the car wash. Huge Freeze was the drug money. That's exactly what happened.
What kind of drugs would Huge Freeze be? Didn't you call him the human gallon of milk?
Yeah. I've called him a lot of names. Some hurtful, some truthful.
Obese.
All hurtful. Hans tweets, I'm trashing everyone not giving coverage to MLS, English Premier League, or UEFA Champions League. More people in America consume soccer in attendance and viewer rating than baseball. Come on, you Spurs. Hashtag beam me up.
Splash Brothers. More like the Trash Brothers.
Get them out.
Well, Hans, as you and I both know, that soccer coverage has come a long way every year, but certainly over the last 10 years. And so I actually think that soccer gets really good coverage, shockingly. Not from sports radio. It's not a place where you get it, but sports television, you still get it a lot of places. And certainly online, American outlets devote a lot of attention to it. I mean, Liverpool's comeback over Barcelona a couple weeks ago was the front page of all of the major sports websites. That's a pretty significant shift, and that's a Champions League game. That's not World Cup. I actually think coverage has come a really long way, and I'm proud. There's certainly more to go, and I think there could be a lot more attention on MLS. But in terms of international soccer, we got it pretty good these days compared to where I was growing up. Arthur tweets, this week, I'm trashing the person who's too lazy to put perishable food back at the grocery store. We all know it wasn't Pete the Body. He would have saved those bad boys for later. Hashtag Sandwichgate.
Stinky debris.
Arthur includes a picture of what appears to be maybe a chicken club just laid on top of a case of warm Pepsi. So somebody took this out of the cooler and said, oh, I don't want it. I'm just leaving it here on top of the case of warm Pepsi. That's a bad job.
That's gross.
That's really gross. Cat Burp tweets, I'm trashing my coworkers for thinking they would have been on time if they woke up next to the blonde bombshell I did. Hashtag, she's a bad girl, Damon.
Warm, sizzling garbage.
She's a bad girl, Damon.
It's a lot of information. Fernando tweets, I'm trashing all the Golden Knights fans still whining about the refs calling Game 7. Hashtag, done for the season.
Let's face it. That's straight trash.
They look like a bunch of jerks.
Boise River Koi and Pond Supply tweets.
Good company.
One of the greats.
I'm trashing everyone who spends an exorbitant amount of time looking for loopholes. A ban is a ban. Hashtag Trash Tuesday.
Hold your nose. That's some smelly rubbish.
I feel like Boise River Koi and Pond Supply is directing that directly towards me. Just come out and say it, Boise River Coin Pond Supply. Just say it. Adriana tweets, I find it hilarious that Huge protests that he's not a, quote, circus show, then willingly comes on to be part of on camera, just eating. Hashtag clown.
Beep, beep. Sanitation just arrived.
That's a fair point by Adriana. If we're going to call a spade here. Huge said he refuses to be a sideshow, but came in to be a literal sideshow for your birthday.
Yeah, Cake Cam, really stepping up the career there.
Huge, whatever his name is.
Well, you got to be honest, though. He was on camera for the better part of an hour and a half on a nationally syndicated radio show, so that was pretty good.
Yeah, I'd like to see the metrics on the Watch DA ratings that day. I really would.
With that ticker on the bottom that was going over your most important factoids of your life, I think it was pretty high.
Yeah, but when you see that just giant double chin engulfing ice cream, you can only look for so long. It's like watching an episode of ER. Paul,
Robbie Rosenhaus.
Paul tweets, I'm trashing you, DA, between having fat-ass Robbie on the show after he was banned to your incessant whining about Dodgy Tom. I can't take it anymore. Stop beating the dead horse. Hashtag get you out.
Splash Brothers. More like the Trash Brothers.
Get them out.
You won't hear me complaining about Dodgy Tom anymore because he's eliminated. It's over. His team is out. And number two, Robbie wasn't on the radio show. He was on the simulcast.
Nah, he was on the radio show. He trashed on the radio. Stop burying the lead. You allowed him to trash and used an open mic. Stop it with this nonsense about just being on camera and stuffing his face with cake.
The mic was mistakenly
on. No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. You still haven't answered the question.
It was on Bogish's mic. It wasn't even his mic. Bogish's mic was on because Bogish was on mic.
It's not as if it was white noise where it was like, you know, sending those dots across from ship to ship to let them know they're in an SOS.
What?
You had to have been saying something. You know what I mean? It wasn't like he was saying that behind you having a take.
So you're saying it wasn't like Morse code?
Yes. My point was he said it with no other words on the radio. Otherwise, it would have been dead air.
Well,
you allowed him on the air. It was a loose loophole. It was a jerk move. Bunch of jerks.
He was sitting right here. I saw it. Okay?
Yeah, I'm sure you just smelt it.
He was right there. The human jug of milk. And Bogish was sitting there. Okay? And Bogish's mic was on. And in the middle of trashing, Robbie just started trashing himself, and it was picked up by Bogish's mic. So I was just interested to hear what the fat Ricky Valley, Frankie Valley.
Fat Frankie Valley. Okay, and then why didn't anybody dump?
Well, look, that's a question for Pete the Body. He controls the dump.
I'm not dumping that. Come on.
He's banned. You should have dumped it. That's as bad as a curse word, him saying any word.
Okay. If I dump that, that's about 30 seconds. That loses all of our delay. This is inside terms now. Then someone curses after that, we're screwed.
I think a banishment's a banishment. And dump's a dump.
To poo salsa in the light, D.A. and Bogus.
A dump is a dump, especially with Huge. When we come back here on the show, we've got your best audio of the day, including Zion with a very interesting thought and experience with a potential future teammate that would be very important to know. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Good value, big upside.
Morning, DA. How you doing? So I caught up on your Nomad show, and I really think it's excellent that you do that when you go to places. Me, as a fan of your show, I now feel a little bit closer to you as a sportscaster, even as just an individual.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Stay tuned. In the works right now, my Soccer in Peru Nomad is coming up after I went there a couple of weeks ago. It's in processing in the editing bays this time around. All right, so this should be a very good one, an international Nomad episode. Very exciting, slightly dangerous, very exciting. A lot of good, colorful scenes and fans and teams and stadiums. So coming your way, my digital travel series on YouTube, my trek to watching soccer in Peru.
This Nomad's taking longer than filming a new Batman movie.
Well, that is true. But the trip to Texas kind of put a bit of a monkey wrench into it.
Ah, sure. That was it.
It was.
I mean, you've had 3 weeks early before that to get it done.
Look, there's just a lot going on in the Amendola household, okay?
I understand.
Just a lot going on. Let's get to your best audio of the day, boys and girls. It is time. Oh, no, hang on. Tomorrow night at 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific, join CBS.
Now, wait a minute.
That's exactly right. Join CBS Sports Network live from the lanes in Wichita, Kansas, as they bring you coverage of the PWBA Tour. Don't miss the top female bowlers compete in the USBC Queens Championship round on the 24-hour home of CBS Sports.
CBS Sports Spectacular, yeah!
Okay, now we can get to the best audio of the day.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
Bizarre scene last night between the Nationals and the Mets. Last night of the third inning, you had Adam Eaton and Todd Frazier have to be separated. Apparently, Todd Frazier said something after Eaton grounded out, Adam Eaton heard it and then went over and had words with Todd Frazier. So did you ever think you'd see the day where Adam Eaton and Todd Frazier had to be separated in the middle of a game between two teams that are a minimum five games under 500 in the middle of May? Well, that's exactly what happened. Here's Adam Eaton wondering why his former White Sox teammate hates him so much.
I don't know. He's chirping all the way across the infield. And I don't know. He must really like me because he wants to get my attention. It seems like every time we come here to town, and he really cares what I think about him, I guess. I don't know what the deal is. I don't know if he wants to talk to me in person or have a visit or what it is. But like I said, he's always yelling across the infield at me. You got to be a man at some point. So I turned around and had a few choice words with him. And then it's funny, you know, I was walking towards him, and then he didn't really want to walk towards me. But as soon as someone held him back, then he was like all of a sudden was really impatient, like trying to get towards me. So like I said, just being Todd Frazier. So what's new?
Ouch. That wasn't even my favorite quote from Adam Eaton, who said he's very childish. I'm walking with my head down. The play is over. I'm walking away. I hear him a couple of times. I'm a 30-year-old man with two kids. I've got a mortgage and everything. And he wants to loud talk as he's running off the field. I've got to be a man about it. I try to stay patient with the childishness. And like I said, it is what it is. But I've got to stand up to him eventually. This is pretty hysterical because this now, to me, replaces the Mike Gundy, I'm a man, I'm 40. I'm 30 with two kids. I've got a mortgage and everything. Imagine using that. I've got a mortgage and everything. I mean, you can't talk to me that way because I've got a mortgage. Okay? I know interest rates. I have gone through the Quicken Loans website. I know mortgages. I have a mortgage counselor and everything, okay? I've watched The Big Short. I know about the housing crisis. I'm very well aware, and I own a mortgage, so don't come at me with that. I'm a 30-year-old man with two kids. I've got a mortgage and everything. I love that. How dare you? I've got a mortgage, man. What do you think? I'm some renter? Some pathetic child renter? No. I've got a mortgage and everything. I make a monthly payment towards an asset, okay? That's what I do. Zion Williamson, in a high school documentary. Now, this is a documentary about him in high school. This was dug up the other day when somebody watched it and said, oh, that's interesting. Because in the documentary made years ago, he said that he'll never snub an autograph seeker because Anthony Davis and John Wall did it to him when he was young.
I try to sign every kid's autograph because I don't want to turn a little kid down because I know it hurt him because it would hurt me if someone like Anthony Davis, John Wall turned me down. So I try to sign everybody's.
Awkward. This is the problem in 2019. Everything is there to be dug back up and thrown back into your face, even if you have a mortgage. Like, you say something on Twitter, 6 years later, it's like, oh, you know, now I play with him. Okay. Oh, that was the team I was drafted by. Oh, okay. It's not great. Now, I'm happy, very happy, that there is not 6.5 years of CBS Sports Radio archives available at the touch of a finger for the audience and for the world at large. And even happier, there's not archives of every minute of my show dating back to 2002 when I first started hosting on a daily basis, because we have a lot of guests that come in that I have probably trashed in the past. And it would be very awkward, really awkward, if it was like, oh, by the way, at so-and-so, did you ever hear this clip from the DA show? 2005, he called you a bozo, a clown. He says you should be traded. He says you're awful. It's kind of happening to Zion right now. And finally, Damian Lillard after the Trailblazers were swept.
They've got great players. You know, I think the first thing everybody looks to is the shot making. So you say, you know, Steph and Clay, they, you know, shooting the ball all over the place. But, I mean, Draymond Green, he's nonstop talking on the court. He's rebounding the ball. He's basically the point guard of the team. He's pushing the ball. He's making plays. He's calling out our plays. I mean, he's controlling everything for them. And I think because he's always so vocal, always on top of everybody, always kind of managing everything for him, it keeps them consistent. You know, they steady. And I think for us, we game two and game three, we were great for three quarters. But the one quarter where we weren't, it was the third quarter. And, you know, they made big runs in the third quarter. And I think that was when they got back into the game each time.
So all of that is right by Damian Lillard. And Draymond Green is playing this way because Draymond Green knows his greatest value is to the Warriors. And with Kevin Durant with 1 foot out the door already, proving that he is a important centerpiece and can still play at this type of level is going to convince the front office perhaps to keep him around and give him a max money deal. And this is just financial sense that he's come to. Play your best basketball right now with Kevin Durant out. Also, yeah, I mean, when Steph Curry can hit a shot from 32 feet away to answer any run or answer any big basket the Blazers had, it is completely deflating. Every part of it. Oh, and he never misses a free throw. I mean, it is so hard to play the Warriors because every time you have a big shot and you think you've stolen momentum, Steph just bombs one from 30 feet and doesn't even look like he's trying, and it's a swish and it goes in, and everybody's just like, oh, you just can never get on a run. Even when you're up 18 like the Blazers have been, even when you're up 17 like the Blazers were last night, you're never comfortable. I actually thought this to myself last night as the lead swelled. I said, what would the lead have to be to where I was like, okay, this game is over? I thought maybe 30. That anything less than 30, I would not feel comfortable that the Blazers were going to hold on. And 18 was absolutely not comfortable. 22 wouldn't have been, 25 wouldn't have been, maybe 28, 29. But I think it had to be 30. If it was 30 points, I go like, all right, finally, this game is over. Anything less than that? No. That's your sound check. When we come back, more of your trashes on a Trash Tuesday, plus your epic fail. Do we like or dislike free food? DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Grab a surge protector. You're about to be zapped.
I had a buddy, so I turned him on to the DA show. I told him, get on the mothership. And so he does it for a week, and he comes back, and he says, I've heard Mraz talk a lot, and I just as well blindfolded myself and turned on my 600-pound light. I tell him, you're missing the bigger picture. We're getting a taste of the greatest love story ever told, which is the big man and his big appetite.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
And our toll-free line brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Go to geico.com, and at 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Remember, you could always watch the show at watchda.com. That's available on any device, anywhere. And you can watch it in terms of reruns on YouTube as well. So you don't have to catch it live in video form. You can just go to YouTube and search the DA show. You'll be able to find the best of clips every single morning there. A lot of trash is coming in this morning. Rocksteady tweets, DA, Adam Eaton, and I have something in common. On base percentage, no. Batting average, no. Oh, right, a mortgage. Hashtag, get him out.
Stinky debris.
Get him out.
Don't mess with Adam Eaton. He's a man. He has a mortgage. Lonnie tweets, DA, I'm trashing Mraz. He talks about Huge Freeze being fat and eating so much, and he thinks you left him a piece of week-old cake.
Stinky debris.
I hate to break it to the big fella, but there ain't no cake left.
But I was just saying my turkey chili because I don't want to have that after cake.
You've been really going all in on the turkey chili recently.
Yeah, it's my lunch kick. I make a batch for the week where my wife does. She went a little heavy on the powder this week, I got to be honest. And then, yeah, I eat that. It's healthy all week. But I figured I usually eat it like 1 p.m. I ate at 11:42 thinking cake after the show. This way I'll wash it down.
Ain't no cake, bro.
So what am I going to eat the rest of the day?
Alex tweets, I'm also trashing Piggy Doodle Dandy. Seriously, Mraz, your birthday was last week. It's old news. Get over it. Not everyone has a good birthday. It'll be made up to you next year. D.A. Robbie, the crew did cheer you up when you were in Hawaii. Give them that credit, Piggy Crybaby.
Let's face it. That's straight trash.
Time out. You guys cheered me up while I was in Hawaii?
Hmm?
I think I went to prison? I was in Hawaii. You guys didn't cheer me up. I laughed at you. I was in Hawaii.
You got to admit, your day was made a little brighter by the fact that we were celebrating.
No, it was annoying. I was trying to drive around the island. I had stuff going on. Phone blew up the whole day. Couldn't take it anymore.
Ed also says, I'm trashing Mraz. He's acting like Robbie is a fat slob, while Mraz is the gift from God of physical fitness. Hashtag fat.
Beep, beep. Sanitation just arrived.
He's got $125 on me easy. Easy.
Well, now you're at 255 these days?
251.8 this morning.
Very
I was
nice.
248 prior trip.
Very nice. Okay, so you only put on 3.5 in Hawaii?
Yeah, I put on 5, but I've already lost a couple since then.
Okay. Yeah, you do. You go up and down quite a bit.
No question. You know, if I go on a losing streak, I'm on a losing streak. If I win a lot of games, I'll rattle them off.
Yeah, you're streaky. So you're at 250, 251 and a half, you say?
Yeah, we'll call it 250 flat.
Okay.
I'll get to 250 tomorrow.
And you think that Robbie is 375?
If not more.
I don't think so. He's not, he's not pushing four spins.
He can't even walk anymore.
That is so not true.
He like walks on his toes.
He,
like, he
definitely
can't walk.
Can
on
walk. His feet. Definitely can walk.
He has one pair of jeans.
He's always sweating coming into the control room. I don't know why.
Well, look, is he carrying probably a little bit more weight than he should? Yeah, sure, but he's not 375. There's no way he's pushing four spins. No way.
Then why does he refuse to get on a scale?
I don't know. That might be
he'll break it.
It might be a sensitive subject for somebody that could be battling weight problems.
I'm sure it is a sensitive subject, but if you're going to deny that you're 375, prove it.
He's more like a 325.
325?
Yeah. Well, I mean, what do you think? He's Gilbert Brown?
He's bigger than Gilbert. He's bigger than Gilbert.
No, he's not. He is not bigger than Gilbert
Brown. What's
eating
Gilbert Brown?
No.
Bobby Rosenhaus.
No, no. Huge Freeze. Huge Freeze is not larger than Gilbert freaking Brown, the grave digger.
Huge Freeze can give left tackles in the NFL run for the money. The only difference is they're in shape. He's sloppy, so he's heavier.
No, 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 no. You're not being fair now. You got to realize, if you're over 300, you're a very tall man with very big bulk, and you're carrying a lot of weight. To four spins is like you can't even really move around much anymore. Like, you can't find clothes that fit you. Robbie just wears probably 2X Vikings jerseys, but not he's not 4X.
2X?
Yeah.
They're custom orders. The only thing he eats that grows out of the ground is a fried French fry. Fat. Come on. If you're going to be talk, be serious now. Don't be delusional. And we love Robbie. Please, we all understand. The
you, don't you don't love him. You're taking, you like to take shots at him.
I have a soft spot in my heart for him, but look. The guy is, he's almost 200 pounds heavier than me.
There's no way he's almost 200. Okay, so you went from he's 125 heavier to almost 200 heavier?
My point is not almost 125. It's somewhere between 125 and 200. Probably, he's probably weighs, I would say, conservatively 395.
No way. No way.
Have you ever put on TLC and watched my 600-pound life?
Yes,
I
have.
Looks like that.
No, he does not. And
yay, he's a couple more Chick-fil-A drive-thrus away from needing the shower on the porch with the hose.
Come on. No, he's not. He's totally not. And even if he was at 400, that's 200 away from my 600-pound life. That's more than me on top of Robbie, on his shoulders.
Look, but he carries it, I guess, better than some of them. Like I said, he's starting to lose being able to walk.
That's not right. That's not right.
You think he buys one seat on a plane?
Yes!
Come on. He wouldn't even fit in a Delta pod first class.
Come on. When he flew to Atlanta to see us or just go to the Super Bowl, I'm not sure what his reason was for being there. There's no way he had to buy two seats. No chance. That's slander.
Look, all right. You can call it slander all you want. We know the true story.
Yeah, we do. And he didn't have to do that.
Dump's a dump.
Bo tweets, I'm trashing Steph Curry's mom for not taking the binky out of Steph's mouth at a young age. I absolutely cannot stand watching Warriors games. And every stoppage in play, Curry's chewing on his freaking mouth guard. Hashtag get him out.
Warm, sizzling garbage.
Get him out. Very annoying. Gary tweets, trash Magic and Pelinka for further putting the once proud Lakers franchise into a bigger mess than they already were.
Hold your nose. That's some smelly rubbish.
AZ and Wisco tweets, I'm trashing the moving company that moved my mother-in-law's gear from Key West to Fond du Lac and then proceeded to hold said gear hostage while charging her an extra $8,000. Get him out.
Splash Brothers, more like the Trash Brothers.
Anthony on Twitter tweets, I'm trashing the Trailblazers for their brutal play with huge leads, giving away two wins with self-inflicted mistakes.
Stinky debris.
How about three? Game two, game three, and game four probably should have went their way or could have went their way. You get two of those. I mean, game two was the killer because that's where the entire series pivoted. If you hold on to game number two on the road, you come back at 1-1. You only had to get one of these two to go back 2-2. That's where all was lost. Zach tweets, I'm trashing the traffic in Minneapolis. I'm on a 14-hour road trip with my wife and two infants. Wait, let's make it 15 because I drove 20 miles an hour through the trash aroma that is the Twin Cities.
Let's face it, that's straight trash.
I love the Twin Cities. I don't know. Yeah, I had a couple of Uber drivers there that was pretty smelly Super Bowl week. Oh, no, Final Four week. But Twin Cities doesn't have an overall trash aroma. It's very clean.
It's super clean.
Yeah. Scott tweets, what up, DA? I'm trashing Vince McMahon for ruining the sport that is professional wrestling.
Beep, beep. Sanitation just arrived.
Would you concur on that, Pete the Body?
Absolutely not. Without Vince McMahon, there wouldn't be wrestling.
Captain Johnny tweets, I'm trashing loud eaters in meetings at work. When people are talking and trying to listen, crunching your food like a horse at the petting zoo is rude and disrespectful. Ditto to loud typers. Soft foods and feather fingers, please. Hashtag rude boy.
Warm, sizzling garbage.
Paul tweets, I'm listening in Buffalo and trashing arrogant tool guy. Turns his nose at somebody for shopping at Harbor Freight. Quote, my house is in foreclosure, but hey, my drill is still the best.
Hold your nose. That's some smelly rubbish.
Aaron tweets, I'm trashing my buddy's potluck wedding reception. I have to drive 6 hours, get a hotel room, bring a gift, and now also a side dish? Oh, you want the recipe too? Here's the Whole Foods receipt. Hashtag get them out.
Splash Brothers? More like the Trash Brothers.
Get them out.
That is brutal.
I wouldn't go. That's unbelievable.
What's it, the day after Thanksgiving?
Let's get to your epic fail of the morning, boys and girls. During Trashes for Us today, Pete the Body Bellotti took a swipe at grocery store sales.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
Pete the Body Bellotti, who are you trashing?
I am trashing supermarket sales. There are some things that you don't need a sale on. You don't need buy one, get one free on bread. I mean, how much bread are you going to eat in a week?
The bread is just incredibly good.
I mean, I only want one loaf of multigrain bread. The other loaf of bread is going to go stale.
It's free. Just take it.
Oh, for free? I guess I'll have three. I mean, I don't need three loaves of bread sitting there on my counter.
There's something special about the bread.
Really appreciate that. That is a reverse right there. That's a double reverse. Never saw it coming. Trashing free stuff.
Yeah, trashing people giving you a break.
You know what? I'm going to back Pete here. My supermarket all the time does buy one pack of English muffins, get two free. That's 18. Who's eating 18 English muffins before they go bad in a week?
Oh, he was going into the Morelia play.
You can freeze those bad boys.
You
got to
put those in the freezer. Right?
Okay.
Like new.
Show me how many people pull them out of the freezer, then thaw them and toast them up and put butter. That's a whole project.
Here's one. It takes a day. I do it.
You got to plan. You got to, on Friday, go, I'm going to want this English muffin tomorrow. So let me put it on the cabinet to thaw out.
When I take the last one out of the one in the fridge, the new one comes out of the freezer.
The burger's good.
And the next time I want an English muffin, unless it's in 15 minutes, it's thawed out, ready to go.
Bogus, then it's soggy crap. I mean, listen, buy one, get two free. Stop it. Just give me half off the one.
Is it the same quality? No. Is it plenty good enough? Absolutely. Is it worth saving the money? Definitely.
But, I mean, I've had burgers that good. It's the bread.
No, trash.
And I don't need two bags of chips for $5.
I want one bag of chips for $2. Chips here every day.
Oh. Give me a break.
You're frugal in every other way. You steal from the buffet.
Don't steal.
You do. You halfway your tray of food, but the sale on chips isn't good enough for you?
I don't want two bags for $5. I want one bag for $2.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
Rob in the 321 tweets, I'm trashing Hudson Valley, New York drivers. Still and always will be the worst. I'm back in here for a while, and I thought after being in Florida they would change. Nope. Got flipped the bird within 5 minutes of driving solo. Hashtag, now wait a minute.
You've been trashed.
Now wait a minute.
Costner tweets, I'm trashing my barber shop. I show up 5 minutes late to my appointment only for them to take away my paid included shampooing without a discount. Hashtag, get them out.
Taking out the trash.
Ed tweets, I'm trashing NFL players. Can we please stay out of trouble? It's not that hard to just live life and not get into altercations. I love the NFL, but it's getting harder to watch.
You're so trashy.
Zeke, you know Zeke's never going to learn. Andrew tweets, I'm trashing Mraz. Hearing you trash someone arrogant coming from your arrogant pie hole is the definition of trash. Enjoy the Knicks doing nothing.
Hot trash.
Spoiler alert, Mraz is a Nets fan.
People always get the teams mixed. You listen to the show, you know who I root for.
Brian tweets, I'm trashing myself. I'm normally the group Cliff Clavin, knowing useless information and little known facts. I had no idea what Fudge of the Whale was. After the Mraz party, I looked it up. It's been around for a real long time.
Must be Trash Tuesday.
But as we talked about on the show, it could be a regional thing, so I don't blame you if you haven't. If you don't have a Carvel in your neck of the woods, you might not know the delicious ice cream cake that is a Fudgy the Whale. The more you know. Thanks to Sean Mraz, executive producer here on the DA Show. Like I said, no cake. There's no cake left. Robbie ate it all. Thanks to Pete the Body Malotti on the Wheels of Steel. Andrew Kaplan at WatchDA.com on the simulcast. Andrew Bogish on your headlines. Olympian Missy Franklin in studio tomorrow. Be good and be good to one another. The Mothership disconnects.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.